claims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Broadcasting live near the store. Oh, geez, I'm messing this up big time. I'm not hearing myself here. Let's see if we can get this working right here. And there we go. I think we got it. No. There we go. Testing 1, 2, 3. What's wrong with this? It's not working. Something's not right here.
Check out here. There we go.
There we go. No, I'm still not getting the sound. Interesting. I'm here. Can you hear me? Sam, can you hear me? I'm not sure what's going on here. I don't hear myself, but that's fine. I'll just, not sure. Okay, let's do the show here. Broadcasting live in Studio E down here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today is October 30th. 2022, it's been a full week of news and sound bites and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which I would call the fake news. Please visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight and share what you have learned, republicbroadcasting.org. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Telephone line, call in number 512-248-8252. Here we go. I want to start off something, tell you a little bit of, by the way, I want to say thank you to all those people who emailed me with concerns and prayers. Thank you very much about the kidney stone issue. You know, I thought I was over the hump. Pain on the right side, passed a stone last Wednesday, passed several stones, and then I started to have a little couple of aftershocks after that, and then it started on the left side a little bit here. And then I thought I resolved that, and now I had a little complication on Friday morning. What the wife came back with from Arizona, evidently, I picked up. I don't know what she's got. We have no idea what she's got. Her entire family has it. Anybody over the age of 60 in her family, I think maybe over 50, has picked up something. We don't know what this is. We don't know if it's COVID. We don't know if it's a variant of COVID. We have no idea what it is. And I did really well. She's been sick for what, for 3 weeks now. And today is her best day, probably. She got out and about and got some sunshine, vitamin D. I've got it now. It's kind of settling in my chest. It's not on my sinuses. I am using my own protocols. I am working feverishly to whatever I have. This variant, this gain-of-function virus out there that Fauci has created, I am working to get rid of that. So, but something interesting happened on Friday morning. And this is the scary part of what I have now just picked up, in that I fell. I actually had a syncopal episode Friday morning about 8 o'clock in the morning. I had fallen, lost consciousness, and got down low enough that I didn't really smack the floor with my head. I missed an entertainment center with cracking my head. Falling off to the left-hand side, I surely could have cracked my head, probably the temporal lobe of my skull region. I didn't hit it. and I did sprain my wrist. I did bruise my hip pretty good. It's got a nice bruise coming on. Very sore right now. And I hit my deltoid, left deltoid, on the pavement, not the pavement, but the floor. And it's very, very sore. I woke up. I didn't actually black out completely. It was all dark. And I, like a fish out of water, flopped over on my back. My shoulder blade is also bruised. And slowly made myself get to my knees and then got up slowly, held on to the edge of the bed railing in the spare bedroom there. I waited till I got my bearings perfectly, you know, and then I made my way back to the main bedroom and walked in and told my wife. Now, this is interesting stuff. If I've had COVID before in the past, and I think I had, this is very different. This has got to be a variant, maybe. I have smell. I have taste. It seems to be in my chest a little bit now, and I'm working on nebulizing hydrogen peroxide right now, so I'll give another treatment tonight. And see if I can get this thing licked fast. But I don't know what it is. It's certainly gain of function. We can thank the evil Dr. Fauci for doing this. You know, I'm really bothered by not enough people really making a stink about this. This guy takes something, tweaks it, gain of function, takes it to another country, and purposefully releases it. And yes, he did. He purposefully released this virus on the world. So what you've got here, this genocide from to go along with the Great Reset. We have a perfect opportunity now for a Great Reset to depopulate this world and do a reset and start over. So this guy creates this gain-of-function bioweapon here, releases it, BS with the accidental, okay? But, and here we're not angry enough. I don't know why we're not looking for this guy. I don't know why there's no hemp rope thrown over a branch. I don't know why his head's not in a noose, and I don't know why he's not struggling for air wiggling as we hoist him up in the tree. What we have here, Fauci is the equivalent of Hitler, Stalin, Charles Manson. That's the way I look at this little turd. This little troll has brought on massive, massive chaos to the entire world. Massive chaos to the entire world. And I don't see enough people rising up and angry. This guy should have to hire a team of people to keep him safe from being lynched after what he has caused the people in this world here. All the hundreds of thousands and probably millions now who have died because this little turd takes something, tweaks it, and releases it on the world. But I tell you what, there's a lot of people that should be swinging from a tree right now. A lot of people should be swinging from a tree right now. I'm very disappointed. We don't have enough people out there angry, very angry about what this man has brought on to the entire world. So again, the syncopal episode on Friday, it's the oddest thing I've ever had. Daily, I've gone on to, today my wife said we went somewhere out. We actually went out. And she said, "You're getting really pale right now. Are you all right?" I said, "I'm a little lightheaded right now." So I kind of hung on to the cart and just stood there for a while until I kind of got my bearings back. But yeah, this lightheadedness, this definitely a neuro deficit right now that I have in balance is very concerning. So we'll see where this leads me. And I definitely have to lick this pulmonary crap that I'm getting out right now. We'll see what happens there. I do want to mention something about, I want to start the show off talking about relationships. Yes, relationships. Losing relationships. I'm not going to give names in case they're listening. I had texts the last couple days with an individual that was soft on crime. Soft on crime against children. I'm very upset about that. Didn't see that one coming. So soft on crime against children? Are you wanting to defund the police? And now I kind of lashed out in a really professional way. Not trying to burn a bridge completely down. It had been a caller who called me in and spoke these beliefs, this belief set. If a caller had called me with this, I would have said, you have no standing. You're a libtard. You're an idiot. And I would have hung up on him. That's how I felt about it. But I didn't do that. And I talked about your mindset, your belief set right now with this being soft on crime against children, soft on crime all together, it looks like, because they're very religious Catholic. So condemn the sin, love the sinner. Well, that's really not our situation now today, is it? It's really not our situation. What is the situation? Well, it comes down to one word. It begins with a T, tolerant. The churches and their brainwashing of their flock. Be tolerant. Be tolerant. Well, where does tolerance get you? Tolerance is saying, well, I don't believe what you believe, but you know what? I'll lower the bar on ethics, maybe morality. And I'll let you have your way. I'll give you what you want. I'll be tolerant. We're supposed to be tolerant, but they're not tolerant of us. So be tolerant. Tolerance leads to acceptance. And look where we are today. And that's exactly what I said. You and your churches and the other denominations have dropped the ball. With your tolerance leads to acceptance. And look where we are today. The country is sliding into a abyss. It really is. Now look where this tolerance has got you. You trying to be so nice and be tolerant. Look where we are with your tolerance. The LGBTQ want to get married in your church now because you were tolerant. They set you up big time. Why can't you set up your own churches? Sure, you could. No. But that doesn't meet the agenda. I want to get married in this church. Kind of like bake me the cake, the gay cake. Bake me the homosexual gay cake for my wedding. You got 10 other people out there who can make you a cake, bakeries that can make you a cake. No. I want you to make it. And if you don't do it, I will destroy you. Economically, I will destroy you. I don't know what Bible they're reading from. I really don't. The Bible. I'm not a scholar by any means, but I do know the story about Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay? Okay. Brings me to the movie we all loved, Robin Williams, Dead Poets Society. One of my favorite movies. The parts where they were tearing papers, the pages out of one of the books. They didn't like the book. He said, boys, rip that page out. Rip that page out. After a while, he said, I don't hear enough ripping. Rip, rip, rip. Rip, boys. Rip those pages out. I don't hear enough ripping. Is that what has happened to the Holy Bible? Is that what's happened? Have they ripped out that section? Gone away, Sodom and Gomorrah. Rip, rip, rip. Take it out. Is that what's happened? Like I said, tolerance leads to acceptance. And where else does it bring us? Okay, now the domino effect of tolerance leads to acceptance. Now we have PTAs and the indoctrination of your children on sexual lifestyle matters, which should never, ever happen. It should never happen. The liberal mindset is taking this country down. And I told this person, you are the problem. You are the problem. Very disappointed in you. Like I said, a caller had called in with this nonsense, this indoctrination, this liberal church brainwashing. I would have said, I would have acted totally different. I'm not trying to burn a bridge. I may have burned the bridge, but I'm not going to censor myself, and I'm not going to come back and said, well, I was a little hard on you. No, I was absolutely correct. I'm not taking anything back. What I said was the truth. We are sliding down into abyss. And it is liberal thinking. It's all these damn agendas. Whether it be LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, which is not anything about against fascism. That's total BS bunk. You know that. This country's never been more divided in all my life. I can't believe what has happened to this country. I'm ashamed of this country. I'm ashamed of a lot of the people who have not stood up and been outspoken about this. Geez, am I the only one? Is this the only listening audience that really stands up and says something? This listening audience, this RBN audience, I hope not. What is the ceiling? What is the tolerance level of people out there until they finally said, enough, enough of this. I am sick and tired of it. I'm going to speak my piece, and if you don't like it, you can just go to hell. I don't care about your feelings anymore. I am not going to be tolerant. If anything, I'm going to increase my intolerance. I'm tired of it. It's over. I'm not going to play nice anymore. These are our children. I'm sticking my neck out for children because I love children. I care about the children. I want to see them healthy. I don't want to see them indoctrinated. I don't want to see them shot up with poison. I'm doing my best to stop the genocide of our children. So when somebody says, well, you know, they're a little hard on that kind of person. You know, they need prayer. They need prayer. You pray for the Christians. You're not going to change Satan, the heart of Satan in some of these people, by prayer. They're lost souls. They're the walking dead. They are Satan in our communities here. Prayer is wasted on Satan and his followers, okay? Get it through your head. Don't waste your time praying for Satan. You'll get nowhere. Save it for the Christian. Save it for the child. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. It just happened yesterday. So my phone hasn't been ringing and no texts have been coming in. Just saying, oh, I thought about what you said. Maybe you're right. I also had to leave it also with my wife. She knows the Bible much better than I do, but she said, you know, Jesus said that anyone who abuses a child or hurts a child, a defenseless child, will receive severe punishment in the end. I left my text at that. To the religious person who supposedly knows the Bible much better than myself, well, you can't debate that one, can you? It's in the Bible. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
And we come back. It is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, the call-in number here. I'm calming down. Got a couple of callers on the line here. Let's talk to somebody here in my home state of Florida. Let's talk to Patty in Florida. Welcome, Patty.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Steve. It's so good to talk to you. The last time I spoke with you was with John. And I don't want to cry or anything, but you feel like a brother to me because you sound exactly, your voice is like an imprint of my brother's voice, who died when after a skydive, after he took the shot, April 18th, the same year that John died. And I've held in a lot of emotions about this.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it really, really tough. But, you know, I've had a really tough time quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, there's something about menthol.
Menthol?
That's banned. Mm-hmm. That's banned.
Yeah.
They're not making menthol cigarettes, you know, they were talking about.
Yeah, I remember that. I think menthol was in Salem. I think that was the pitching point of a Salem commercial. I remember as a kid on
the sailboat.
Yeah, on the sailboat. Good looking girl, a guy on a sailboat, and they were smoking a cigarette, and it was menthol Salems. I remember that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, somehow I think that. The menthol and a little and the nicotine, not smoking, might be a little bit of a cure, but it's being suppressed.
Yeah.
And why would they do that? Because even the whole addiction with nicotine,
yeah,
those nicotinic receptors.
It's addictive. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's addictive. Now
very
I
addictive.
Want to tell
I don't
you,
smoke, but I can imagine the
right, but
the
I
addiction.
Wanted nobody, hardly anybody in my family smokes. And it's been like the most terrific battle of my life.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to defeat it. Yeah. But I want to tell you that I think there's something with menthol might be menthol and nicotine. Might be.
Well, actually, what I know about menthol is like eucalyptus. It's dilating. So you get
right.
a cool, refreshing feeling.
It's
I think it probably dilates the alveoli, and you probably get a better absorption. This is just my ballpark theory on it. You probably get more absorption of the nicotine itself in the smoke if you have dilated
right.
airways.
And that
airways.
Actually blocks. Whatever the this gain of function thing is, but I want to tell you about what's his name? Harold H-A-R-A-L-D Harold. Last time I spoke with you and John, I mentioned Dr. Evil. He had the scar and everything. James Giordano. He's like the head of our military neuroscience. Mm-hmm. He's got, I don't know, 50 million degrees. He has said, and even when I called John when he was alive, God rest his soul, I had said, this is the guy. He said back then that mm-hmm. everybody had been dosed. All right, and now that, and those COVID stands for, there is no such thing as COVID. It's a bioweapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's Certificate of Vaccination ID, COVID. 19 is AI. This is tied in with 5G, and 5G and it is like a tracking system in everybody's, I don't know, TVs, cell phones. Everything is feeding into this, you know, much, I mean, the technology is beyond, it's sci-fi. And the only way to stop that is, you know, really, we got to get rid of these 5G towers. Because they can send out a frequency to phones through these 5Gs, through the fiber. What's that?
I'll tell you what, you want to hang on the line here? We're going to go to the break, and we can come right back to you. You want to hang on?
Thanks. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Hang on, hon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are back. I'm going to go back to the phone and talk to Patty in Florida. Patty, are you up for a little humor tonight? Are you up for a little joke
I'm
tonight?
I'm up for humor, but I got to talk to you about Harold Quartz and what he said.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do your humor first.
Oh, humor first. Okay. Well, it brings back to when I was a young college student. I was working in a liquor store owned by Kroger, who I cannot stand Kroger, but they had their own liquor stores. And I had an old gentleman retired from the Marines, had the crew cut haircut, named Bob Coyle. God bless his soul. A fun guy to work with. He just did it on the side, make a little extra money for his drinking habit. He actually could drink quite a bit. I think he may have been an alcoholic, possibly. I guess he probably was. Nice guy, though. And he could keep his stuff together. But he told me about the addiction of cigarettes. He was talking about, because he smoked. He said, oh, yeah. He goes, "You want to know how to quit smoking?" I said, "Well, I don't smoke, but yeah, let's hear your secret of how to quit smoking." He said, "Every time you get a craving for a cigarette, you grab your wife, or if you don't have a wife, you grab your girlfriend, you take her in the back bedroom, you make love to her every time you want a cigarette."
at the end of the week,
he told this guy this secret. At the end of the week, he met this guy, and he said, "Okay, I gave you my solution of how to quit smoking. How are you doing?" The guy said, "I quit smoking. I don't have enough energy to put the cigarette to my lips." There you go. There's your humor.
Very funny. Thank you. I need.
All right,
that.
Go ahead and finish up on your side. What you
All
got
right,
for
yeah,
me?
The cone snail, which Harold Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z, Veller, it was Veller, but look up his interviews, because he talks about what the cone snail does, and the cone snail venom, along with whatever snakes or whatever, are in this trap. But what the cone snail does is it releases something like a psychedelic to the school of fish above it. That they're okay. All sort of, they're not paralyzed, but they're a bit like high and mellow. And they get addicted, just like nicotine. And one by one, they come down to where the snails are. Where they inject them. So this was gain of function in the shots, and they with the graphene, with the black goo, that you wonder, why do people act so crazy? They're not themselves.
Right.
Why
right,
aren't
got
they
it.
Themselves?
I don't
it's
know.
It's like
I
they
don't.
Took that little poison of the that cone snail, and they're just like drifting down to the ultimate, you know, kill shot.
Right, right, right.
And his name is Harold Kautz Veller. He talks about the black goo, which we have some on Earth naturally, but they also come in meteorites. That's actually the stone in Mecca that everybody
right,
worships.
Right. Got it.
It's a particular, anyway, it's like an, but now we combine that with Karen Kingston, this is a parasite.
Right.
And in the patents, they say that it's meant using humans to spawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it lives. This is why even graves are giving off Bluetooth signals.
Right.
And also some of the doctors saying that when embalmers, that they're beginning, they feel sick.
Yeah.
When they're draining the blood.
Right,
you know,
right,
pulling
right.
out those clots.
So you're talking about all this this new created snake-like tissue in the blood vessels themselves. Because actually, I am going to this week. I'm going to go out
cost.
To. I'm going to meet
not,
a couple funeral directors, right, and I'm going to get their story here, what they're finding. But my other sources in the
blood.
Midwest are telling us there is a problem with infusing the embalming fluid because of all this extra tissue that is clogged up the blood vessels, the arteries and the veins. Interesting stuff here.
And it's right, but it's not blood.
No, it's not.
It's an artificial structure. This is what the parasite is.
Right, right.
And it's also on every Q-tip. Those when they do your I don't know. Yep. You don't even want to buy their narrative about COVID.
I totally agree with you. I totally
you know,
agree with you. Yes. Somebody sticking a Q-tip that far back in your sinuses.
Type.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to tell you, I love you, and I miss my brother so much. And I would love to have you as a brother if you'd have me, because, my God, I miss him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll adopt you. I'll adopt you. You'll be my on-air
relative.
Oh, adopt
me. Okay?
You know, I'm glad you brought up John a little bit. I'm glad you brought up John because we're nearing an anniversary of sadness, November 5th, when John passed away.
The 5th of November, right?
Yeah. It doesn't fall on a show day for me, but I am going to do a special show on my next show following the 5th of November, on the 7th of November. I'm going to do something kind of fun.
Thank you for letting me mention that because I have cried so much. I've wanted to call and I haven't been able to.
Well, we're going to do a different show. We're going to do a show, a tribute in memory of John Stabmiller and this network that we continue. But we're going to have some fun in that first hour, play some clips. The best of John and I and Ron McDonald conversing back and forth. There'll probably be some heated exchanges in there. I always enjoyed a good heated exchange.
Yeah, and at the end of the show,
John would actually call me and say, "Are you mad at me?" I said, "No, no, fair game, fair game. We had fun. We made good radio."
Oh, man,
you know, if you wanted me to come on and be Ed McMahon and laugh
really,
and giggle
really
and say, "Yes,
you.
I agree with you." It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. So this makes good talk radio. We agree, we disagree, but we disagree with respect.
Yeah, John was like, you know, because I called and said, what should we do? Like, get all of our money in coins? You know, like quarters?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's what he thought too. I'm not sure if you were on that program.
I was on every Monday, starting at some time.
He was talking about how the Treasury, they're like the asset column, but the FD or dollars are like the debit, the credit column.
You know,
one of those ways they work that in
well, John was always accounting. Going after the Federal Reserve,
yeah,
the funny, phony money system. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that's what he thought. I just got to go to the bank, get a bunch of quarters or something. But anyway, I love you. Thank you also for your the spray advice up the nose and all that.
Yes,
and everybody, do not take this test. There is no such thing as COVID. It's the certificate of IDAI. Listen to Karen Kingston, man. She's reading the patents. She's been on recently, just a couple days ago, screaming like bloody murder, you know, that this is a parasite.
Yeah.
And everybody's been injected. We're being sprayed with it in the air. What do we take to get rid of it?
You let your own innate, God-given, created immune system take care of it, like me. And you don't take any shots.
Zeolite, that's a little scary. C60, I'm a little bit apprehensive about those things as I am about everything else.
Right.
Because apparently they're putting it in all of our vitamins and stuff.
They're trying to put it in our meat, our dairy, everything. So, it's going to be interesting
times. Even in, like, the capsules, they've, like, tripled in price for, you know, people who make vitamins. It's like, why? What are they adding to it? You know.
Hey, Patty, I got some lined up calls here. I need to kind of get going.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate you. Nice to hear from you. I've never heard from you before. I hope you call back again, and we can talk more about. I definitely want to hear from you on November 7th in the second hour where we have the callers call in and talk about. Let's talk about John. Let's talk about the good times. Let's talk about the time John hung up on you. I love that. So, hey, thanks again for your call. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Sally in Alaska. Welcome, Sally.
Whoo, my old Jersey impatience was kind of creeping back on me here. Prayers are answered, man. I'm so glad you're back in the saddle again. Your rant, you could have been
I'm kind of. I'm kind
hand.
Of in the saddle. I'm sliding a little bit around, but
you sound strong.
I got something in my lungs right now. I got something in my lungs. And this falling on Saturday morning, that fall on Saturday morning around 8 o'clock, really scared me because I am very lucky I did not fall and crack my head. I could tell you, working in ICU, yeah, how many people have I had in ICU that fell, cracked their head, either have a subdural bleed, or the worst of it all, have an epidural, yep, bleed, and of course it just bleeds, and they die. But even the subdural bleeds are very dangerous, because if you don't, you understand that your skull, your skull is a closed system. Your skull is a closed system like an egg, and once you get a bleed inside the skull, the skull does not expand. What that happens, right, is the blood accumulates and it presses on brain tissue, and what you get is a shift in brain tissue on a, yep, CAT scan. You can look at the brain, and it's being shifted
very
over
sad.
The midline. It's very scary stuff, but I didn't get my head.
Between horseback, besides being a horseback rider and an athlete, I learned how to fall, and in my old age, my body still remembers. So I miss my head, and I don't put my arms out. I kind of roll on my shoulder. And anyway, what I wanted to say to Pat, here's some tricks for smoking, Pat. Every single time you want a cigarette, put it down and wait until the next time you can't stand it. And if you can't do that a second time, just have a cigarette. And then do that all day long. And by the end of the first day, you've already cut your habit in half.
There you go.
And then the other thing
I kind of like my buddies. I kind of like my buddy Bob Coyle's idea. Grab your wife, take her to the bedroom. Every time you want a cigarette,
that's good.
And then at the end of the week, like I said, you just don't have enough energy to put the cigarette to your lips.
That's good for Johnny Carson, but it doesn't really work. It's not doable. Anyway, the other thing is that doctors started realizing that, well, Butrin, people that were on it, it was kind of a light, easy dose anxiety reliever. They were finding that they could give up smoking easier. So now Wellbutrin is, you can go to your doctor and ask for it's really low grade. And it works. It works. Yeah. And it's an accidental thing, but it works. And they'll give it to you. But the putting it down and waiting for the next time, you want it. You have to have it. Think of it. It's a half. You've already cut your habit in half. And then you expect
I guess that I've never had a habit that I couldn't. Matter of fact, I never had a habit that I couldn't say I'm quitting, because I've really wanted a cup of coffee. I haven't had a cup of coffee in 3 weeks because of the kidney stones. And I had my first cup of coffee today, and I've decided either I have one cup a day or every other day. And of course, I've increased my hydration, and I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I got a little pill box now. It's my kidney pill box. Like the old people down here, they have all these pills in their daily pill box. I've got a pill box now, and it's just vitamins, vitamin B6, magnesium, apple cider vinegar pill. And then I'm increasing my hydration, increasing the acetic acid in my diet, and citric acid.
There's also a B1 that's very good. And
I'm trying everything right now because I don't want to return back to what I had. I was miserable. I don't want to go back there.
Well, the other thing, this Wellbutrin really works. And I just mentioned Salem, Newports. The day my father died in 87, and I had quit smoking for 10 years because I had young children, and he was dying in the hospital. I was just brokenhearted. I sat down in the hall and was waiting for him, I knew he was going. I was praying hard, but across the hall was an empty nurse's station restroom. And there was a pack of Salems on the table. And I started smoking again. I sat there in the nurse's station and smoked a Salem. And I don't even like menthol cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I never did. Anyway, that's a trick, Pat. Just try it. And you can get nicotine gum that work. You can get patches. But those things really work.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right. Well, thanks for the secrets.
Everything that you said, you could have been reading my mind. I was like going, oh, my God, Steve. And I said, you're back in the saddle. That's what I, was thinking, because you had it. You were hitting it hard. And it was exactly the way I think. It's amazing.
Amazing. Sally, thanks for the call.
Go forth and prosper, and I'll talk.
Yep, talk to us soon. Yeah, call us back again soon, real soon. By the way, I guess this is a perfect timing. We're talking about health issues. I'm still offering my protocols, my health protocols. Love to hand those out. Like I said, I use it. I didn't just put it out there and say, oh, I don't use it. Matter of fact, I've been using it and going to use it after the show tonight. I feel like I'm getting my Barry Champlain talk radio voice here. It's starting to kick in a little bit in the chest, but I'm going to work on it. We're going to get this thing licked here. And I'm going to, you know, just rely on my own innate God-given immune system here to kick this thing. And this time next week, I should be in good shape. So stay tuned. Again, my health protocols, just contact me at my email. That's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. I'll send you over everything I've got. Keep you healthy. Keep you safe. And please share it with others. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the new world, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
And we are back. Yeah, I can definitely feel it in my lungs tonight. I'm getting that little bit of raspiness here. Not quite the Alex Jones thing going on here, but I can feel a little rasp coming on here. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Welcome, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda.
Hi, Steve. Okay. All right, so a couple things. I had a friend a while back who used Wellbutrin, and she ended up, there is a box warning about suicidal thoughts, so, you know, people need to be aware of that. I can't believe they told you that you could have suicidal thoughts, but
anyway,
that's one thing. And the other main reason I called is your conversation with the woman in Florida.
Yeah, Patty.
Yeah, talking about nicotine, here's a fun fact for you.
Okay.
I looked it up because I'm like a gardener. Anyway, so nicotine has apparently the highest, tobacco plants have the highest nicotine, but I didn't know this. I was like, what? But a lot of nightshades, right, tomatoes, eggplants, potatoes, have it as well, and so does example of a non-nightshade nicotine-containing plant is cauliflower and papaya.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that it's probably a defense mechanism against predators, so that's why it's a thing. But obviously, and I remember listening to Dr. Brian Artis, and he talked about how our bodies have nicotine receptors. Remember the Watch the Water video?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he talked about that. So, I mean, there's all sorts of, and as far as being addictive, I guess it probably can you know, because I'm not addicted to cauliflower or papaya.
If you did, it wouldn't be a bad addiction, I don't think.
I don't know, maybe
too much of any one thing is probably not good for you, but...
Sure. But I just
certainly better than the nicotine. Certainly better than the nicotine.
I just want to share that with people because I found it really interesting. I was like, what? But yeah.
Well, a lot of people don't know also that, and I've talked about this, I used to do a lot of cardiac teaching or cardiac rehab when our heart patients had their bypass surgeries and had to do the old cardiac rehab. They'd be in rehab for about 3 weeks, coming back every day, doing the treadmill and blood pressure and all this good stuff. But nicotine actually constricts the coronary arteries, and which drives up your blood pressure and increases the work of your heart, the myocardium itself. So you can actually, over time, of course, with that narrowing of the vessels itself, your heart begins to grow. It's what you get, cardiomegaly, a big stretched out heart. And of course, you go too far with it. There's a law called Starling's Law of Contractility. And the more the heart stretches, actually, you lose the forceful power of the next contraction. There's a lot of good things, reasons to quit smoking. Definitely cardiac is probably one of the primary ones right there. Number two, cancer. Okay, so yeah, lung cancer. But there's nothing medicinal about nicotine. There's nothing medicinal about nicotine. Sorry, at least
no,
as far as I know.
I just wanted to share that because I thought I grow stuff and I was looking them up and it said that and I was like, what? It's just interesting to me that, you know,
it is.
Eggplant. Now, I eat tomatoes. I don't eat eggplant. I love eggplant, though.
Yeah.
Cauliflower and all that. But either way.
Rhonda got the music going. We got second hour coming up. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Second hour coming up.
Bye.
Stay tuned.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.